Now the final act of Up From Darkness. There are three in Middletown who have known a sleepless night. First, Michael, desolate and alone in the Gargan house on the hill, knowing that now she can expect no help in her struggle against the miners and against the mine itself. Next, Tim walking the streets while blackness turns to dawn, bitterly unhappy at his action in deserting Michael. And third, Tim's mother, who has waited through an endless night for his return.
And at last in the Barlow home, just after 7 in the morning.
Tim, boy.
Oh, Mom.
They've been waiting for you, son. Is something wrong?
I'm leaving, Mom.
Leaving?
Don't ask me why, I just got to.
So you're just like all the rest of them. Or maybe worse. At least they're not running out.
You don't understand.
Oh, don't I, though? Just because the men all called a strike, you ain't got the courage.
Right.
Don't tell me you don't know. Last night at Chambers Hall, they voted not to go to work this morning, or any morning, as long as Michael Gargan is in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. So long, Mom.
Go on with you, then. And I'm not so sure but what she's well rid of you.
Oh, don't talk like that.
You're a fool, Tim Barlow. And I'm ashamed of you.
What do you want me to do?
Do? I want you to stay here and fight for the girl you love.
I did fight for her, Mom. I'd keep on if she was right.
But... if she was right, she is right. Do you think that Mickey Gargan is the only woman in Middletown who wants safety in the mine?
But the men, Mom.
The men are fools, like you. They don't like changes because they've always worked another way. It's humbug. Let them learn, I say.
Oh, you still don't understand. A woman just can't run a mine.
Why can she? So Michael's wrong, is she? Well, I'll tell you how she's wrong. She hasn't learned to tell that bunch of numbskulls where to go.
Mom, Mickey's a girl, remember. She can't.
Why can't she? She's a Gargan, isn't she? Mike Gargan called every man in this town by his first name, and vice versa. And when she learns that and a few cuss words, you'll just watch her run that mine.
Mom. Sock me one, will you? Go on, sock me.
I never needed it more, but I'm not starting that now. Oh, Tim. I couldn't be seeing you throw away your heart and your life.
Oh, God bless you, Mom. You...
go on with you now. Get on and find your girl.
What time is it now, Jan?
7:20.
I see.
But maybe still not strike. Maybe miners just late, huh?
All of them, Jan. All 20 minutes late. Jan, why didn't you strike, too? Why do you stay at the mine?
Me top man. Keep the fan going in mine. But anyway, Jan not strike. Mike Gargan always good friend to Jan. Jan always good friend to Mike's daughter. With my people. Once friend, always friend.
You can't always say that for my people.
Oh, you don't worry, Miss Michael. Tim, funny guy. He's kind of crazy like all Americans, but
Jan...
he come back. Oh, you think Jan blind, maybe.
Jan, please. Please don't talk about Tim.
Sure, ma'am. You go home now, maybe, huh?
No. No, I'm going down in the mine.
Down in the mine?
I want to talk to someone.
But the mine empty, Miss... oh. Oh, you mean down there? Your father. Oh, yeah, I'm... good, maybe you go. Sure, you just get on cage, I let you down. You got Captain Pete lamp?
Yes, here's one.
Boy, that light. Now? You're not scared to go down alone?
No. I'm not scared.
Good. Miss Michael. Maybe down there. You say hello for Jan.
All right, yeah.
Down you go.
Mm-hmm.
man. I had to come and tell you. I let you down. This mine of yours, Mike, I really fixed it up. I fixed it up so swell that nobody would come work in it. You see, you should have called me Michael after all. I guess we both see that now. Oh, Dad.
You've got to learn to love the mine, Michael girl. To love it. Not be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I licked that bed. I told you I wouldn't. I have. But what good does it do? I can't run the mine without men to work in it.
Mike. Remember, girl. Mike. If they call you by your first name, you're okay. You're okay.
I tried, Dad. I tried. But they never will. They never will.
Mickey.
Tim.
Mickey, you shouldn't be down here by yourself.
I wasn't by myself.
Well, but you... Oh, yeah, I get it. Do you want me to go, Mickey?
No, Tim. After all, your brother's here as much as Dad.
Yeah. Oh, look, Mickey, there's something I want to tell you here. I love you.
Oh, Tim. Tim, darling.
Mickey,
Oh, don't say any more. Just hold me close. I love you, Tim. I do love you.
Well, then that's all that matters. When two people love each other, they're unbeatable. You know that? They are, Mickey. And now you and I are going to fight this thing through. Both of us.
But it's too late, Timmy. I've messed everything up. I've already failed.
Failed? What do you mean, failed? Listen, Mickey. You're right. You're right about everything you've done. It's just how you've done it that's been wrong.
Why was it wrong, Tim?
This mine isn't just yours, Mickey. It's the men's, too. Every one of them feels about it just like Mike Gargan did. And you shouldn't have changed things all at once, Mickey. Not without talking it over with those guys. Don't you see that?
But how could I, Tim? I was away so long. They're like strangers to me.
Oh, don't let them be. They don't want a woman running the mine. Well, don't run it like a woman. Tell them where to head in at, Mickey. And if you run out of words, you just ask me. You got to stop making them call you Miss Gargan. You got to make them call you Mike.
I know that. Somebody else already told me. And I'll do it.
Sure you will. You're going to fight fire with fire. That's the way we'll let them.
Sure we will. Tim, what did you say?
I said you gotta fight fire with fire.
And we will, Timmy. This strike, it's gonna end now. Today. Come on, Tim.
Where's that whistle? At the mine. Something's happened. Let's go.
A strike. And I suppose that stops men dying. I'm going to that mine.
Safety machines. Listen to that. Something's happened at the mine.
I told you it was bad luck to have a woman run a mine. Come on. There's the girl. There for the tipple at the head of the shaft. This was all a trick to get you back to work.
Oh, no, it's not. Listen to me. You all walked out on me before, but this time you're going to stay and listen. So you're all on strike. None of you like the things I've done to improve the mine. You don't want to work for a woman boss, do you? Oh, why don't you answer? You, Tom Carlson, you don't want to work for me, do you? Or you, Luke, or you, Shorty? All right. That's all I want to know.
Wait a minute. Listen, everybody. This here gal's trying to cut...
Now, look, Slocum.
Yeah. Mickey's talking here, and you're going to shut up.
This is a free country, Barlow. You can't stop me.
I can't. Are you looking now?
Hey, you... Stop.
Mickey, go on. Go to her. Tell her.
And now, you women, what about you?
I'll tell you what about us. You got no right to scare us with that whistle when nothing's happened.
Well, something's going to happen, Mrs. Novak. Unless at least you women back me up.
What do you mean back you up? Why should we?
Because you're women. And being women, you can't help but understand the thing I've tried to do. Change the mind? Sure, I've changed it. I've changed it to give your men a chance to live down in that hole. Oh, what about it? Have you got the courage to tell your sons and husbands to go back to work? So you won't help me. So I have to fight your men alone. Well, that's great. There never was a Gargan that didn't like a fight. And boys, you've got one. None of you wants to work in the Gargan mine. You'd rather go hungry than work in it. Well, then you're going hungry. Because I hate the mine. With or without improvements, I've always hated it. So I'm going to save us all a lot of trouble. Jan, hand me that piece of timber and open that firebox.
Yeah, here, Miss Gargan.
Do you see this tipple? Well, it's 40 years old and as spry as tinder.
Hey, she's got a torch.
Miss Gargan, wait. What are you going to do?
Do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to burn the mine. There.
But the mine's on fire.
Oh, you've got to stop her.
Hey, she threw a torch down at the tipple.
Jack, don't stand there. The mine. Go put it out.
Look at them go, so they didn't light the mine. Hide fire with fire, ain't you?
Mickey, and you have. Tell them where to go, boy. How you told.
I go work with them now,
Jan.
Sure, why not? Fire almost out now. Pretty soon, men will go back to work. I blow whistle, let town no strike over.
Sure, Jan. Let her blow. Go ahead.
Okay. And you do one swell job just now. You're a damn fine boss, Mike.
Oh, Timmy. Timmy, I've done it. Did you hear? He called me Mike.
Sure he did. And they're all going to be calling you Mike. And you... Hey, Mickey, crying. Hey, you can't cry. Your boss here.
I know. I just can't help it.
You can't help it? Well, you win, so you can't help crying. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yes, you are. Jan said so. Like all Americans. But, oh, Timmy... Crazy or not, I love you.
In a few minutes, I'm going to ask Rosalind Russell and James Stewart to come out in front of our silver curtain so that you may meet them in person. But first, here's another friend of yours, John Conte.
Ladies and gentlemen, as soon as this program is over... Will you go to your buffet drawer and look at your silverware? Is it the kind you can be really proud of? Silverware that adds distinction to your dinner table. And just how complete a service have you? Do you own salad forks and coffee spoons? If you're not perfectly satisfied with what you see, now is the time to replenish the service you have or to buy completely new silverware. Because now you can get solid silver like the International Sterling we mentioned a few minutes ago, or the finest of silver plate, like 1847 Rogers Brothers' First Love, at prices you never dreamed possible. First Love is a pattern of really unusual beauty. The floral ornament is deeply etched and richly raised in a perfection of craftsmanship never before found in silver plate. 1847 Rogers Brothers would like you to have a small, distinctive serving fork in this exquisite First Love pattern. A fork that sells for $1.50, but which is yours for only 25 cents. By all means, go to your silverware dealer tomorrow and get it. Look at sets of First Love while you're there and learn how easily and conveniently you can own the best in silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers. And now back to Conrad Nagel.
For two persons such as Rosalind Russell and James Stewart, there's only one thing we can do. Roz and Jimmy, here's the microphone and several millions of your fans.
Go ahead, Roz, you start.
Well, it's been very nice for both Jimmy and me returning together to the Silver Theater.
Roz, you know, this is a lot like the time we were on the Silver Theater last season, you know? You just finished a new picture for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Van, and you've just finished the Citadel for them now.
Well, you were all banged up from playing football last year. Really banged
up.
Yeah,
you know, it's happened again in the same place.
Another football picture,
no,
Jimmy?
No, ice skating. Now, for Ice Follies, picture MGM has me making now. I never knew ice could hit back so hard, you know?
No, Jimmy, there's one more thing, even nicer than a return engagement. Conrad has told me how much the people have liked First Love since we introduced it last season.
Yeah, yeah. Roz, can I interrupt again?
I suppose so.
I bought some silver last week, a whole lot of it. Enchantress and First Love, the pattern you named, you know, from a new house.
Is that mansion of yours finished?
No, the roof isn't on yet, but I thought I'd start furnishing it in the right way.
Good night, everyone.
So long.
Thank you.
Good night, Rosalind Russell and Jimmy Stewart. We'll see you both soon again.
Next week at the same time, the Silver Theater will star Francia Tone with Rita Johnson in the Vivian Bretherton story, Hollywood Legend, directed by Conrad Nagel, with original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. All the characters and events in today's drama were purely fictional. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.